a changing of the guard in Titletown. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Packers are now less than 2 weeks away from opening up training camp. Exactly 2 weeks from today, the team will change leadership. After 17 years, President and CEO Mark Murphy is retiring, with longtime number two Ed Policy taking over. In essence, it's kind of like an assistant coach sliding over a seat.
It is a little bit strange. You know, I've been here nearly 13 years in my current role and a few before that, and it's been about a year in transition. This was announced about a year ago, and I'm just grateful. Mark couldn't have been any more gracious. He's been terrific in spending time with me all 13 of those years, but the last year, I would say, has been really special with he and I kind of hitting a different level of mentorship, I would say.
The official handover happens at the Packers' annual shareholders meeting at Lambeau Field on July 25th. To basketball, NBA Summer League has begun for the Bucks.
And Bouye strapping up cookies. Bouye with the booyah.
Led the NCAA in free throw percentage, 94.6.
Now this one went down to the wire. Milwaukee's Jamari Bouye hits the buzzer beater for the win.
My teammates had confidence in me. My coach had confidence in me. I walked out the huddle and I asked him, I shoot a two or a three, and coach said, go for the win. So that's what I tried to do.
Jamari Bouye interviewed after the game on NBA TV. The final score from Las Vegas, 90-89. The Bucks open up summer league play with a win over the Nuggets. Milwaukee is next in action tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Brewers took Thursday off. They'll welcome in the Washington Nationals to American Family Field tonight, the final three games before the All-Star break. The Cubs beating up on the Twins last night, 8-1. Chicago's lead back up to two games in the Central. And from the Midwest League,
swinging a ball, hit in the air, down the right field line, towards the chalk, Nikasi on the run. Fair ball, it drops! Everybody's going to score, and Ivan Brenauer will clear the bases. He's on his way to third with a triple.
The Timber Rattlers get clobbered by South Bend, 12-3. Beloit gets rained out. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.